it has to be 2+ years ago since I've updated, you know? Do you think, though, for real, Rick, do you think that there's a shift maybe, or that this factors into it a little bit? People, I think, are really comfortable on the couch with some sort of tablet, an iPad or something in the evening, rather than being on their computer.
Absolutely. It's so easy now with an iPad or any number of Android tablets. Even your smartphone now, some of the smartphones are 5-6 inches high-def screens. I mean, they're really easy to use. So the real power is just people like me, people like you, we have to write articles, we have to write agendas, show notes. I think the laptop sales and desktops are always going to be used, but for the casual users, there's a lot of, actually the fastest growing segment of tech users right now is the 65 and 60-year-old and up category. So the tech companies are really marketing things that senior citizens, retirees that have time on their hands that are really getting into technology, and the tablets are just perfect for a lot of people like that.
You can find Rick Limpert's columns on Yahoo News. Follow him on Twitter at Rick Roswell. Facebook, everybody complains on Facebook that we don't see what we're supposed to see in our feed, and even when we change our option to most recent, we're still not seeing the things that we really think that we should. What's up with Facebook and their reformatting of all that recently?
Yeah, they don't give a straight answer on why this is actually going, but you can kind of deduce what they're trying to do. There's certain information they want to put out there, and other things maybe they don't feel is important trying to back away. But Facebook, you see, people involved with all of their posts, all their information. You're not getting any more. You're getting promotional ads, promoted posts in there. So, I mean, Facebook and Twitter are free for a long time. They're going to remain to be free, but they have to somehow sustain themselves. So that's why those ads are popping up and kind of changing the format around. I hear complaints from people every day that they're getting fed up with Facebook, and so they're not, but what they put out there, people aren't seeing them, they're not seeing what they want to see from the people they follow. So, you know, Facebook's got to decide what they're going to do with their followers. It's not the first time for a competitor to Facebook to pop up and decide to want something.
Rick Roswell, we'll leave it there. We're at Rick Roswell on Twitter. Rick Limpert is our guest. He's a Yahoo columnist and writes for Yahoo News as well as Examiner.com. Appreciate you making a few minutes for us on a Friday on Talk Radio 640 WGSC. Have a good weekend.
Anytime for yourself, thanks.
Thank you, brother. 404-367-9467.